Hello, you have reached the electric return at 760-0700. Thank you for calling. This tape is for Saturday, the 13th day of August, 1977. The electric return get-together will be Tuesday, August the 23rd. At Shakey's Pizza in North Hollywood. It will be in the private room at Shakey's, and it will be at 8 o'clock. That is the Shakey's on Laurel Canyon. More complete details will be given on later tapes. Anyway, let's hear a few comments. That the question was asked assuming you would obtain them through legal means.
This is Kurt from Anaheim. I have never been there, but my favorite spot in California would have to be the La Brea Tar Pits. I think there is no place in Southern California where one can really see our past dredged up before you and bubbling up in the kind of goo that Southern California represents. I would suggest that any politicians who are listening to this tape go to the La Brea Tar Pits, put tires on their feet, and jump in and sink to the bottom. And in a couple thousand years, we can dredge them up and use them as some kind of petrified objet d'art. Thank you.
Yes, this is Nick from Hollywood. I, myself, and a couple other musicians are planning a trip to Europe, London area, Germany, Paris. I'd like to know people's opinions on places to stay and places to get food and lodging if you're really, really short on money throughout Europe. Anybody that's been through Europe quite a bit, I'd like to have, you know, say your name, and I'd like to talk to you at the party about the different places to stay in Europe when you're low on money, just in case. Thank you very much.
I'm calling about the earthquake. First, I want to know if we're going to have a major earthquake. And I think that I was very scared last night, and I think that I realized as I was sitting in my bed, being very scared, I realized that there's nothing really to be scared about, and if it happens, it happens, and we really should concern ourselves and just keep living.
This is Mark from New York, and concerning the spy who loved me, the new James Bond movie, there was a lot of killing and a lot of explosions in it and a lot of bloodshed and a lot of submachine gun fire, and it was 2.5 hours of a lot of noise. However, it was very well produced and the special effects were phenomenal, and I think the best part of the movie was the theme by Carly Simon. And speaking of records, Linda Ronstadt is coming out with a new album that's supposed to be released here in New York August 17th, which is next Wednesday, and it includes remakes of the Rolling Stones' Tumbling Dice and Buddy Holly's It's So Easy. So, I don't know when it's going to be released out there, but it sounded to me like a pretty good album.
I'd like to ask everybody out there, I don't start school till September 13th, and if could I get suggestions from the people out there of what there is to do in Southern California. And you know, you're on a limited budget. And Mike, if you could suggest things to do that are free, that you know, occupy a lot of time during the day instead of watching TV or listening to music or stuff like that, I'd like your suggestions. I really need help.
In regards to the man who said Star Wars was unbelievable, it's a science fiction movie. It's supposed to be unbelievable. I thought Star Wars was a very good movie. Not as good as it's played up to be, but good nonetheless.
Yes, this is Craig from Van Nuys. I was out to the ELP concert Thursday night, and they really put on a good concert, the best concert I've ever seen. And I really think anyone who has a chance to get out there, to go out and check them out and call up and tell me what you think of them, because they put on the greatest show I've ever seen. And it was really worth the money. So everyone get out there and root for ELP. Okay.
Yeah, I called earlier about the radio station KCSN Northridge, and you couldn't get the number, so I guess I'll the 88.5 FM, and it starts every night at 1 o'clock. Okay.
Yeah, I forgot to say about Saturday night that Sissy Spacek's going to be on it, the girl that played Carrie, and if you get a chance to watch it, I'd like to hear your comments on what you think of it. I've heard enough on... enough about Fernwood tonight. I'd like to hear your comments on Saturday night. Thank you.
Which was better?
Satisfier, Dana.
What's the better one you think of? What could you think of better than that?
Huh?
Can you hear, Chrissy, can you hear the music through the headphones?
Yeah, this is Mike of Studio City, and I have a question for all you science buffs out there. Define universe and give three examples. Thank you. Another riddle. I have in my hand two United States coins, which total 55 cents in value. One is not a nickel. What are the coins?
Van Nuys, who's in here with a quick comment. Sort of glad they reinstated the death penalty in California, because now it'll give people a true fear when they commit crime. And just like with Government Brown's program with
what happened to the rest of your sentence?
Did anybody happen to see the space shuttle take off from the 747 this morning about 8:45? That is one of the most beautiful sights I've ever seen, and I hope to see more of it in the near future, and I hope I'm one of the pilots.
I want to know how many people out there get infuriated when they see advertisements on TV like Truckmaster School of Trucking or Bartender School or any of those schools out there that you have to pay a high tuition, and they tell you that there's going to be a lot of jobs and this kind of bullshit. You get finished with the courses, you find out that there aren't any jobs, and that you're out the money you invested in getting this training, and you just can't find a job. And I've seen some really outrageous ones on TV where they're a big old advertisement about something. They tell you that they have a pre-placement service, and it's just a big rip-off. And I'm surprised that they allow a lot of these things to be aired on TV myself. I don't know why the FCC hasn't cracked down on them. But, I mean,
some of you accuse me of bad editing. Have you ever considered that some of the callers never finish what they're saying? And that's what happens quite a bit.
We're going to have an earthquake, 7.6. It will be September 4th. It'll be in the Afternoon Herald Examiner. That's all I know about it so far. Goodbye. If you're a prone freak, I suggest you see a movie coming out called Between the Lines.
That's all the tape and most of the comments. End of the tape.